With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Slain conservative pundit and Salem Radio Network talk show host Charlie Kirk is going to be remembered this afternoon. There will be a special memorial service held in Arizona, distributed live by SRN. The speaker's list, well, it's a who's who of Washington, beginning with the president himself. President Trump will be there and speak. Charlie's widow, Erica Kirk, is also to take the microphone. Vice President J.D. Vance will remember Kirk as well. Others scheduled to be there and possibly speak: Tucker Carlson, Secretary of State Marco Rubio, Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth, and Deputy White House Chief of Staff Stephen Miller, amongst others. House Speaker Mike Johnson of Louisiana says the country is feeling the loss of Charlie Kirk deeply.
We have to acknowledge the emotion that's been involved. We live in unprecedented times in that, you know, an assassination, an unspeakable crime, a murder like this is covered in real time, online, where everyone, even young people, could see the images. And it's spurred on quite a mix of emotions around the country. It's shaken the nation, and I think everybody can recognize that. A combination of grief and sadness, people feeling just overwhelmed by that.
The memorial is set to begin at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Several French mayors plan to fly Palestinian flags on town halls, defying government orders. France is prepared to formally recognize a Palestinian state at the United Nations General Assembly. It's unclear how many cities will join the initiative tomorrow after socialist leader Olivier Faure's call to fly the flags. Serbia staged a large-scale military parade in Belgrade yesterday, showcasing tanks, missile systems, and fighter jets, and what officials describe as the country's biggest display of army strength in its history. This is SRN News. For decades, one of the most consistent findings in religion research has been that women tend to be more religious than men. This holds true across dozens of countries and on nearly every continent. But that might be changing in the U.S. A recent poll released by the American Enterprise Institute's Survey Center on American Life found that 39% of Generation Z women say they do not have a religious affiliation, compared to 34% of men for the same cohort. And the past several waves of data from the Cooperative Elections Study found that men born after 1990 are more likely to attend services than women. Growing unrest in Nepal has the country's small Christian community staying watchful and keeping out of sight. The fear is that radical Hindus will target Christians as they seek power for themselves. Last week's massive demonstrations in Nepal ended with more than 70 people killed and hundreds wounded. The army stepped in to impose a curfew and finally agreed to establish an interim government that will hold elections in 6 months. This is SRN News. Reconstruction of Notre Dame Cathedral is now complete, 6 years after its destructive fire.
The towers of Paris's Notre Dame Cathedral have reopened Friday, the famous bells ringing out loudly over the city. President Emmanuel Macron inaugurated the opening, which also marks the final stage of the cathedral's reconstruction. Now the tower tour features new spaces, such as close-up access to the bells. Notre Dame's journey from ruin to resurrection is defined by extraordinary craftsmanship, nearly $1 billion in global donations, and a collective, unyielding determination to rebuild. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Today is Sunday, September the 21st, and a number of notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including producer Jerry Bruckheimer, who's 82 years old. Author Stephen King is 78. Basketball Hall of Famer Artis Gilmore, 76. This is SRN News.